Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Key.
Good up, morning, man. Only the weather can stay like it is this morning, I'll be okay.
Yeah. How did I miss the black t-shirt memo? How come you guys didn't pass that along via text?
We planned this.
You guys, without me? That's cool.
You probably got something special going on today. And I know what that special is.
What? Why do you say special like that? That sounds awful.
First take.
No, not today. What else?
You lying.
No. Get up.
Same thing.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's other than our show. Yes, I can tell by how you dress you got something other than our show.
I think maybe your attention is divided. Can't do two things at once. No, it's like athletes. You can't. Yeah. Can't do athletes. Athletes are not allowed to do anything but practice. If they do anything but practice, they're obviously not focused on their sport.
According to an owner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Sounds like an owner.
Well, what do you think I aspire to be?
You better keep working at that. But I'm excited, man. I got a long day today. I had a long night last night with Yates and Max Kellerman, Jay. We had a nice Italian dinner.
Nice dinner.
Yeah.
Heard you had a full fish head.
Waited for Jay for like an hour. Never showed up.
No, that's not true.
Oh, that's not what
that's
happened.
That's not true.
Oh, okay.
No. See, when you no, get to, see, don't hey, do it.
Wait,
stop it. It's Wednesday.
But wait, Jay. Though, when you get to a certain level in life,
That's the first thing Yates said.
You get to a certain level in life, Branzino comes in, catfish goes out. I mean, that's just the reality of it. You know.
The whole fish comes head on and everything.
Hello, Branzino.
Buffalo fish and all that sort of stuff. Keyed
the bone that too. Like
he thought I was Italian. Huh?
Quick.
He thought I was
late.
He thought I was from the Met or something.
Well, I mean, that happened fast.
It was good. But I'm excited today because I'm going to be talking to the entire Cleveland Browns organization later on this afternoon on a Zoom. Conference talking about the forgotten first, because Bill Willis and Marion Motley were two of the first African Americans to ever play in the NFL and was drafted by the Cleveland Browns.
The forgotten first are the first black players in the NFL, African American players in the NFL.
So
Key wrote a book on it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have a conversation and try and bring the Cleveland Browns organization, so to speak, up to speed on the forgotten and everything.
I just want to say.
There it is.
It's great. But why is my book down and your book is up?
Well, because we're talking about my book,
I just kind of feel like your book has been propped the last couple of days, and I'm laying on my back.
It's kind of true.
I am, once again, the second pick in the draft.
There it is. Jay Post Keyshawn, the
Jay Will! Hey, Max!
Jay posed as the thinker.
Why do you have to put me up on top?
Because you want to be up top. You want to be
Jay
big.
Jay wants everyone to see him with his shirt off, even though in basketball there's no reason.
Abs before that shoot, damn it.
I'm gonna prop you up, doggy dog. There you go.
Yeah, I'd much rather talk about the forgotten first.
No, but it's going to be, it'd be interesting to see to be able to just have a conversation with these guys and answer some of their questions about Bill Willis and Marion Motley, what little bit I know. But his family also, those guys' families will also be joining me and Bob Glauber, my co-author, on the book, on the call. So it'll be fun.
And by the way, it's apropos of what we're about to talk about because it is the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns is the organization that traded for Deshaun Watson and signed him up to a $230 million guarantee right in the face of, at the time it was 22 allegations of sexual misconduct by massage therapists. But they're civil cases. There are no criminal charges. But still, listen, 22 allegations. Hard for me to turn my brain off. Hard for a lot of people. So that's the first thing that pops up for a lot of people. Mm. He was at minicamp and was asked a lot of questions. Here is his answer when asked, he last time he said he didn't regret anything. Remember that first press conference? Has that changed?
I never assaulted, disrespected, or harassed anyone. But at the same time, I do understand that I do have regrets as far as the impact that it has on the community. and people outside of just myself, you know, and that includes my family, that includes this organization, that includes my teammates in this locker room that have to answer to these questions, that includes, you know, the fan base of the Cleveland Browns, that includes males, females, everyone across the world, you know. So that's one thing I do regret, is the impact that it's have triggered on so many people. And yeah, it's tough to have to, you know, deal with.
But as far as your actions, you don't have any regrets about anything that you've actually done?
No, like I said, I never assaulted anyone, or I never harassed anyone, or I never disrespected anyone, or I never forced anyone to do anything.
So again, like, the important to point out, no criminal charges. However, for a lot of fans, a lot of people, they're going to think, but 20, now it's up to 24 different women alleging very similar things. Hard to ask people to turn their brain off, whatever the presumption of guilt is in a court of law, in the court of public opinion, and not think something happened. But if you're professing your innocence, what do you suppose? Then you're saying that you didn't do anything. That's what he... But he brings up the locker room and questions that guys in the locker room have to answer. So let's take it to the locker room, because this is happening. Yeah. He's with the Cleveland Browns. He's going to play ostensibly at some point. How does this affect the locker room at all?
You know, you're going to always have a different of opinions in a locker room. You got 53 guys plus coaches plus practice squad guys. So you probably got, I don't know, 70 guys in that locker room, training staff, you know, all the whole deal. Everybody's going to have a different opinion. But for the most part, people are going to mind their own business and wish the best for their teammate. That's just the reality of it. Because it's not your business. It's just not, you know, you don't know enough about it. You don't dive into it. You mind your own business. You try to play football, take care of your family, and wish the best for it. Had Deshaun been charged criminally and been in the locker room still, that becomes problematic. At that point, because we all have mothers and sisters and daughters and things of that nature, you look at it a little bit different, because now he's being charged, right? So now you sitting there and you're going, wait a minute, man. I can't be dealing with this type of dude. It's different, though, because it almost falls into the he say, she say category, because it's a civil suit opposed to criminal actual charges where he's being handcuffed and driven away. Mm-hmm. You know, so when you look at some of these sort of things in the past that has gone on, those guys are back in the locker room. They're gone to jail. They're away from you. It's like, bad guy, get out of here. Opposed to a civil situation, yeah. Jay, where it's really now about money. How much money do you want to write? How much money do you want to accept?
As soon as they see there's no criminal charges, but there's still civil suits, the assumption is, oh, it's possible that it could be someone looking for money. It's possible that, I don't know, but at any rate, I deserve judgment.
Jay,
he is my teammate.
You know, as a husband and have a wife and daughters, feelings get involved in these situations. Like, for me, I am always going to look at it sideways in the back of my mind, but at the same time, I'm playing football with him. I'm done with it, Jay.
Yeah, it's kind of like even if you are extremely passionate about it, it's more of a reflection on the organization. So then are you going to speak out on the organization? And then what do you jeopardize if you speak out on the organization as it relates to you personally? Look, man, $230 million is a lot of money. So, obviously, at the end of the day, and I hate to say this, but it's kind of the reality of the world that we live in. As soon as the NFL gives him whatever that suspension is, Key, they start winning games. Like, this kind of stuff, even though for me it will never go away, for a certain allotment of people, you win games, stuff like that goes away.
All right, we need to talk about this some more. Coming up, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. We're going to continue this conversation.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Guys, fake Klay Thompson.
Dawson Gurley.
Has been banned from Chase Center for life.
That's his name, Dawson Gurley.
Is he the dude who showed up early in the series, games 1, 2, and 3, or is that not the fake Klay Thompson we're talking about?
Like a pudgy-ass Klay, though, but he does look like Klay in the face.
So there's a guy who looks like Klay Thompson. Who
resembles Klay.
Yeah. Enough. He resembles him enough.
Yeah, I mean,
it ain't far off.
But if you are security at an arena, chances are everybody that's passing you by, you just get a glimpse of them as an athlete. You're not, like, studying them because you're working all the time. You're never, like, watching the games because you're in the damn arena. So I can see where somebody just – it looks like them, but if you've never really had a real conversation with you, Jay,
yeah,
it's like,
don't
you don't really
know. Or you
know.
Do a double way, take. Could you imagine approaching him and he's like, yeah, I'm Klay Thompson. And now you're in trouble for
And by the way, like, a lot of the guys pregame go into the stands and they shoot shots from, like, the entryway,
where
the fans come down, right? So, like, they're dealing with Steph and Klay and these guys coming down all the time. So, my man had on the full official warm-up suit.
But how did he know that the Warriors were going to wear those uniforms that
day?
Yeah,
he had to put some effort into
that's
this.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? Yeah, I mean, how would you know what color? About it. How would you know what color?
Well, you just have the warm-ups on. You see the warm-ups, you got the warm-up suit on, right?
Yeah, but they got y'all change uniforms.
Yeah, but not uniforms, not warm-ups. The warm-ups are typically the same.
Are they?
Yeah, at home as opposed to the road, yeah.
Okay, I didn't notice that.
Home warm-ups.
You got the home warm-ups on. My man just came down to the court.
And he had the hood on it, so you only really see just the front of his face. You never really get the full effect.
That's right.
And, you know, guy like, oh, that's Klay Thompson.
Yo, real talk, though, I know we're laughing about it. That's dangerous stuff, though, man. Like, dude just found his way to be on the court with the rest of the players.
Well, that's part of the NBA has always been that the fans are much closer to the action than anything else. Like, they put seats on the court, courtside seats on the court.
But remember, he's at early shoot-around. He's not at the shoot-around an hour before the game. He's there 3 hours before.
Right.
Yeah, he's there at the player shoot-around. Before fans actually get
and
into
never
the
gets
building.
To go back to Chase Center.
Why not do it during the game?
Pregame. You can't do that. Klay will be out there.
Well,
Steph and them will be like, what is this dude doing out here? He couldn't pull it off doing no.
He just had to say he's Michael. He's Klay's brother.
But why do it at all though? Like, what are you getting out of?
I think for the average person. For the average person, you have fantasies when you're a little kid. Never gets there. And this dude was on an NBA court shooting during warm-ups, like living out a fantasy.
I never had those type of fantasies.
That's just a weird deal.
Fantasy camp, man.
But I lived out a fantasy playing at Duke. I shot around the Duke in the camera indoor.
That was one of your fantasies?
No, but I mean,
some
people always has a different kind of.
I just wanted to clear my name and be able to let the facts and the legal procedures play out.
It's just a massive cloud that is around them as a team, and I think it's deserving.
Most of the reaction from other teammates has been, you know, what I don't know won't hurt me.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We were discussing Deshaun Watson yesterday. I really felt like a lot of yesterday, guys, was about Deshaun Watson saying the words, how much work he wants to do in the community. Like, a lot of it was positive PR spin to get, because we're talking about the difference between the way a lot of people who are not crazy about the fact that Deshaun Watson, with so many civil cases open against him for sexual misconduct, has been given $230 million contract, and now at some point this year probably is going to play for the Browns. Whereas in the locker room, Key's explaining, no criminal charges, even though it's a bunch of she said, and one he said, it is he said, she said, nevertheless. And in the locker room, given that this is the reality, they will likely rally around him at some point.
Well, I think when you
I don't know, rally.
Or
I don't know, rally.
If they're going to win, they're going to have to, right?
Well, you rally around his play.
Right, I see.
Because at the end of the day, his play is what leads you to win games. Mm-hmm. But I hear what Key is saying, like, and I'm in agreement with it. If, you know, I think one of the things that people also have to understand is you have your own family that you have to worry about. And what do you have to gain by speaking out on something that there is, like, he hasn't been proved guilty in the court of law.
And the team has all that invested in him, and you're just a player.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, even if you are extremely passionate about it, like, other than people writing some articles about you or applauding, yeah, thanks for standing up for, like, but I don't know what that does internally for you.
Well,
it creates more trouble for you internally. I'm not saying externally.
But the problem, you're right, Jay, but the problem with that is he was not criminally charged.
Yes, right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So when you're
let alone convicted, not charged.
Yes. Yeah. When you are charged and then convicted of something like this that's this egregious, and you're in a locker room, people now, you are contagious. People don't want to deal with you.
Radioactive.
Yeah, it's like, get this dude away from us. The fact that that hasn't taken place, it's like, I'm minding my own business. It's not my business at this point in time. That's just the way the locker room is. We are worried about one thing, and that's winning football games. Okay, and if Deshaun Watson can help us win football games, then we're okay with that. I think when you look at it, and like Jay is saying, what good do you have stepping into somebody else's mess? There's no good that comes from it because he hasn't been charged. Mm-hmm. So you saying something to alienate your teammate wouldn't look good inside of the building. Had he been charged.
Yeah, different story.
Everybody, gloves are off at this point.
Listen, the reason there's never been a quarterback this good in the middle of his prime who switched teams. The reason he was even available is because all this happened, like all these civil cases came out, right? Now he's available in a trade because he's been discounted somehow. Mm-hmm. And so any team that is then, and there were more than one, willing to bring him in and pay him all that money, are clearly making winning football games the priority.
Yeah,
right? That's just
decisions.
The reality.
They're making football decisions, yeah. Not life decisions. And, you know, when you look back at it, if he's ever brought up on charges again or whatever the case may be, they will look at it differently. And I think that is just the reality of it, man. It's crazy as it may sound.
By the way, real quick, I just want to clean something up, Jay. He had requested a trade before all the allegations came out. However, it has been speculated that mm-hmm. one of the reasons is there was stuff coming and he was getting out of town, right? Like, that's
he knew prior to
that
something was coming
something
down the pipeline.
I would say this, though, as a teammate, like, obviously you do your job being on the field, winning games with you, working out. But as it relates to being seen out in public, like at different events or parties, me personally, I would probably take a pass at that. Or I don't know how other people need to engage. People can do their thing, but probably you want to kind of see how things play out. That's me personally. I don't know. Other people may rock out. Everybody's different.
Everybody's is going to take a different approach to the situation. If I was in the locker room and I was a teammate of Deshaun's, I probably would still be a good teammate of his and understanding maybe there's some issues there. And I'm the type of person, I'm going to talk to him with no problem at all and ask him, hey, man, tell me what, you know, like, talk to me.
There's 24 of them. What's up?
Like, talk, let's go.
Yeah, let's
wrap it up. Let's just go and let's get some wine and let's chop it up because that's just me. I don't have a problem. I really want to understand. Because everybody have different vices in their lives that are different. Some people like drugs. Some people like to drink. Some people like, you know, doing things, boating, whatever it
but
is.
But I think the difference here, obviously, is that if your vice involves another person and what you're doing is against their will, Now, that's not just like hurting yourself, right?
Agreed.
No question.
But so there's two different issues. One is if you have 66 different massage therapists, something's going, like, come on, man. No one does that. And the other is, but hold on. What happened? These women who are making these allegations are alleging you're making unwanted advances and you're persisting.
Absolutely.
Right. So that's.
And I want to ask him those sort of things.
Yeah.
And like I said, everybody got different things in life that they go through and they do things. And because he wasn't criminally charged, I'm not necessarily giving him the benefit of doubt at all. I want to know.
Yeah.
If you're going to play with me on my team, I want to know. And you may never, ever tell me, ever. You may never tell me. But at least I asked you, and my conscience is as clean as it can be. That's just how I operate.
Even if your conscience isn't clean, I mean, you're there for a job. You're doing your job. And a part of your job is how, like, what is the morale of the locker room? Like, that's a big thing. So are you going to be that one person that disrupts the morale of the locker room if he's hand chosen to be the leader of the locker room? So like that, even if you don't believe him or if you do believe him, you're there to do your job.
And even those who would take a moral stand and say, look, it's inconvenient. That's what the Cleveland Browns are betting on, right? People aren't going to take stands when it's inconvenient or can hurt their lives, their professions. So we'll be able to get past this. But as Key said, some people would say, no, that's not okay if there are criminal charges. But if they're not even bringing charges, that gives enough wiggle room, at least for people in their own conscience to say, who would may otherwise object, wait a minute, let me talk to the guy, find out what's going on.
What would you do, Max?
If my livelihood depended on it, it's a good question. The problem for me is the number of allegations. It's not, as I always say, it's he said, she said, she said,
she said.
I hear
you, but would you not associate with him? Would you not talk to him? Like, you know, you're around these guys, you know, 24/7.
I might request a trade. I don't know.
See, I just, me personally, I just want to have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I just want to have a conversation with you because I don't want to go down the whole of a rabbit hole of I want to trade. I want to get away from this guy.
Of course you have to have a conversation with
him. I got to have a conversation with him. Period. That's just
it becomes
how
more
I am.
Of a reflection on the organization more so than him.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Out to the corner, Thompson, one dribble, fires for three, and crushes it from outside. That could be the dagger.
We have a chance. We got two cracks at getting one win.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. It feels good, but we haven't done anything yet.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Klay Thompson looked like he was getting hot. Man, that shot looked pure in Game 5. Everyone's waiting for Game 6, Clay, as they say, including Vince Carter, ESPN NBA analyst, right here on this program. Listen to this.
Game 5 was the setup for Game 6, Clay. I mean, you could just see he was in rhythm. He was getting his shot off of contested. I mean, just catching fire away immediately. It's setting up for that. And then now if he's doing that, that's going to allow Steph to be able to play freely as well.
Jay, is it setting up for Game 6, Clay?
It's looking like it. I'm not a big subscriber to, well, this has been the history, and this guy has performed extremely well in these type of games, that all of a sudden, after not playing basketball in 2 years, even though he's been finding his rhythm a little bit more, that on the road, he's going to have this massive offensive explosion. But I do like the fact that he is actually having more confidence in his shot and shooting a better percentage from the floor. It helps.
Key, let's say we see Game 6 Clay. What does that look like? What's Game 6 Clay look like to you?
See, I carry it over. When you can carry something over, when you've found your rhythm, you don't lose it overnight. And mm-hmm. I think he found his rhythm. I think it's a 33-point mm-hmm. type game, but there's a spurt there that gets him to 33. And it's like a 6 of 9 from three, 6 of 10 from three type shooting performance. That's what I think.
See, I'm with you. I think
games. Why are you laughing?
Because you guys know you're setting him up for a dud, right?
Right, of course. Yeah,
everybody in the world is like, oh, Game 6 Clay.
Here it comes.
He's talked about it. Well, I'm going to go watch YouTube footage of Game 6 Clay.
It's not even that for me, though, Jay. What it is I'm watching Game 5 and him play the way he played in Game 5, and I don't anticipate he getting ready to do this. Just fall off.
Yeah,
the way I anticipate him continue to go in the right direction.
It was the way – I think he picked up his fourth foul after he hit two consecutive three-pointers, but it's the way the threes where they were so pure. It was like, oh, here it comes. I'll say this. This is what I think Game 6 Clay looks like. I don't know what the final stat – I don't know if it's 30 points, but I do agree
30.
About – I do agree about the quick burst. I think it's 12 quick third quarter points on like five possessions. He comes away with 12 points, and in that span they were down 6 or 8 and now all of a sudden they're up 2-4, you know, something like that.
Yeah, it's not about the point total to me. It's more about when those points come, like at what moment of the game, because there will be a certain point if they follow the same game plan before with the Celtics that you're going to start to see Steph maybe start to get a little bit tired. Like, I thought he was tired in Game 5 to a degree. A lot of his shots were short. So even if his shots are going, you'll get to a certain point where it's like, okay, somebody else needs to step up here, and that's when he hits those spurts, that's when you want to see it happen. Mm. So it's more about when it happens more so than how many points he scores.
So that we have all three of us have that in common. There's going to be a time in the game where you need the points, and he goes, boom.
I do want to say, though, in the third quarter when he made that, like, quick run.
Yeah.
Those were catch-and-shoot threes.
Yeah, of course.
Like, his first three or four shots he made throughout the course of the game, all that was off the dribble. And like I said before, if you're Boston, you'll live with that. What you can't afford is those catch-and-shoot threes that he made in the third quarter, that got them a lead in the ballgame, Max.
But
that was a difference
maker.
But, Jay,
how can you live with a dribble shot and he's making it? I don't understand.
What do you mean?
You said you would live with him dribbling and shooting versus catching and shooting. And he's making either way. He's making them.
Well, catch and shoot. He shoots a higher percentage
shot. No, I understand.
Catch and shoot as opposed to the dribble.
I understand, but my whole point is
a massive difference.
If he's dribbling and shooting and making it, I don't want to live with that. Or catch and shoot, I don't want to live with that. I got to try to figure out how to stop him.
You know this, man. You got to pick your poison.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. I got to figure out how to stop him.
But I think the point about dribbling, too, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Jay, number one, he shoots it better when it's catch and shoot. But number two, look, there's no great way to defend the Warriors, but one of the ways is make Klay put the ball on the floor if you can, right? Because that's not really what he can do it, but it's not really what he does.
See, I think, Jay, like I said before, at this point in time, I don't think it's really going to matter whether the ball's on the floor or not. I just don't.
I mean, if he gets hot, he gets hot. It doesn't matter because, you know, it's a heat check. But
don't let him be the one dribble 30-point
Klay. We're talking about the number one and number two greatest shooters to ever play the game of basketball. So at some point, you have to say, all right, if your efficiency goes up 15 percentage points from a catch-and-shoot perspective, I can't allow that to happen. But what I can control is trying to put some pressure on you and you taking contested shots. Key, if he gets hot, if he has a Game 6 Clay-like moment, like as a coach,
chalk
you
that up for as
them.
A win, yeah.
Wait, what are you going to do?
What's today, Wednesday?
Mm-hmm. Today's Wednesday, yeah. Yep.
They played when? Monday?
Tomorrow.
They played Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think from Monday to Thursday,
2 days off,
like
travel.
If all of a sudden he loses it again.
Travel, I hate it.
I don't see it, though.
He started
travel.
He just,
what does travel really mean?
What do you mean? I mean
you tell us. You've done it as an
you're
NBA
in a
player.
G4, you're on a 757. Like, you're not – travel isn't
– travel isn't –
you got a massage therapist working on your feet.
On
the
757. Come on, fellas. The bus is pulling out.
There we go.
Take off your shoes. Let me see what's in that bag,
sir. Let me get a chiropractor on the plane on your private little compartment while you travel.
Come on, fellas. The bus is pulling out. We got to make it to Poughkeepsie.
50-hour bus rides.
Yeah, it's not minor league baseball.
Travel.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not a big deal, travel, Jay.
No,
I
wasn't talking about travel. I was just thinking, do you lose that heat from Monday to Thursday?
You got the good thing going.
Yeah,
you
all of a sudden it disappeared.
All I'm saying, we know Boston fans, right? Mm-hmm. I have a good friend who lives in my street. His name is Zach. He's a diehard Boston fan. All I'm going to tell you. Shut up, Key.
Shut
I'm going to tell you is when Clay said, oh, yeah, I haven't looked forward to going back to Boston like this before. Like, that clip is going around a lot of Boston Celtic fans. Like, they're like, oh, you're happy to come to – okay.
Man, so
Clay's not sweating that.
Yeah. I'm not saying anybody's sweating that, but it's what people use for motivation. So if Clay's the one that's also said, you know how Boston is, like they say crazy – that's what Boston's going to be.
Hey, is Clay even – we saw what Wiggins has been doing. Is Clay the second option anymore on this now KD-less, right? When KD was there, all bets were off. But Steph, in the non-KD dynasty, the entire time, Clay's already always been the number two option. Is he still the number two option?
No, but he's the second most impactful option. Like, the number two option is Andrew Wiggins. He's been playing at an elite level defensively and offensively. But – from an impact perspective, the way like
on offense.
When Wiggins scores, like he carried the load in the first quarter. He made some buckets, 10 points in the fourth down the stretch. There were big buckets, but it still doesn't give you the same damn feeling. You guys know what the hell I'm talking about.
The momentum scoring.
When Clay starts popping that thing, you're like, oh, damn.
Well, because Wiggins is doing it on putting the ball on the floor. He's rebounding. He's playing defense. Well, Clay's momentum is, you know, threes turn it up.
Oh.
When the dude sit up and
he can't miss,
rack a three from deep, it's like, oh, my God, we get
you
ready to
work
in trouble.
So hard to get those points. Yeah. And then Clay all of a sudden on 3-4 possessions, like, what happened to the lead?
Here's what happens. Here's Andrew Wiggins' beat, rhythm-wise, right? Because it's methodical. It's like.
It's like our two-on-two, you know?
Right.
But passed it to Jay because he was hot.
But when Clay get going, it's like.
Clay
He's
Williams.
Like, whoa, what? Damn, we just got 5 claps in 2 seconds? What the hell just happened?
Key, it was Clay Williams.
Yeah, that's why I say, hey, Jay, take it. Boom, knock it down. Hey, Jay, take it. Boom, knock it down. Hey, Jay, take it. Boom, knock it down. All right, we got a 12-point lead.
You did compare yourself to Draymond Green. You
said I was smart.
Yeah, it was Dray and Clay.
Yeah. Very high basketball IQ.
Tripping people, stepping over people, doing all the dirty
can
stuff you
Lacob?
Need to be done.
Can I be Lacob?
You want to be Lacob.
Oh, you're damn right.
Right.
You want to
be Lacob.
What are you talking about? So do you.
I did it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you get to be both.
I'll be cool being Peter Goober. I'm cool with that, okay?
You would be
like Arthur Blank on that yacht over in Croatia. Oh. You had to see it.
You going to Split? You going to Croatia?
Man, you had to see the yacht, though. You had to see it, though, Jay. That thing looked like somebody sent me a picture. That thing looked like a real ship, though, like a Disney cruise, like a commercial ship.
You got money when helicopters got helipads on the yacht. You're like, oh, wow, that's
if a helicopter can land on
the
yacht.
Helipads on the yacht.
I was like, why you got to flex on people like this, though? That doesn't even make any sense.
He's like, this is a soft flex, Key.
Hey, what I want to know is you said Wiggins is the number two option. We're talking about offense, but Clay has more impact on offense. Is Clay the number three option, or is that Poole?
I don't know,
man. Clay's still two.
Come on, man.
He's still two.
You say he's two. Jay, you say he's three.
I didn't say he's a number. I said he. These dudes are.
So it can go viral.
This is what happens in the locker room. All right, Key. You're number one. I'm number two.
No,
I'm
actually
number three.
I knew it. That's what, I knew it.
You know what? You are the option that the game provides you that game.
I think if they had to draw up a play in the huddle, it would go Steph, Clay, then Wiggins. That's what I would think.
If it's a coach's play out of a timeout, something like
that.
What do I need? Right.
What do I need?
I need a three.
But if I'm seeing availability and gaps in their defense
and
off
you can
dribble
attack.
Drive,
I need
Wiggins to do that.
Yeah, I need Wiggins.
If I want to design play like a sideline out of bounds for a three, like I need Steph or Clay to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I understand it's not one,
it's
two,
not
three.
It's absolute.
But
you know what I mean?
Clay is much more, to me, I have the feeling, and I know it's not a matter of who's coming off the bench, but back in the day, Vinny the Microwave Johnson, the idea was he was a sixth man in Detroit. He comes off and gets you those quick buckets. And whatever style you do it, Clay is a dude. Clay is a dude who is at this point in his career, microwave offense. He can't create it for himself, but oh my God, if he gets those looks.
Are you listening to what Max is saying?
Yes,
why
he's
are you talking
about Vinny the
microwave.
Yeah. He's Vinny the microwave. He's talking about coming off the bench and lighting it up.
But you said I resemble him.
Resemble who?
Vinny the microwave.
Wait, who does Jay look like again? Oh, Curtis Granderson. That's who it is, yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah, I can
Vinny,
see that.
Vinny the microwave, what are you talking about?
Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at Progressive.com.
He is the most dynamic offensive weapon in the game today.
I think he's getting paid. There's no question. I just don't think we're having a conversation of Lamar Jackson being the highest paid quarterback in the NFL week one.
You're the guy next in line, which Lamar is. Get your money now.
Who would say something like that?
I don't know. I don't know.
He said my nose is pre-surgery Michael Jackson.
I don't know. There's a lot I don't understand.
I don't know.
He's saying your nose. It's very clear to me what he means.
I don't need you to comment on this.
Noses especially.
Well, listen, mine is not wide, but it happens,
it happens to
protrude more than it maybe should from my face. That's okay.
Dan, would you like to add any color
I would
commentary?
Not. I'm just kind of, I mean, look, there's a lot I don't understand. I didn't know we were wearing shorts to work now. Whoa. I didn't know, we would be walking into a conversation involve Vinny Microwave Johnson. I didn't, there's a lot going on here today. You guys are a little all over the map. Mm. So I'm excited. I'm excited to jump in here and see where this goes.
Yes. It is the summertime, Dan.
It is.
And
I like
we
it.
Are talking sports.
Yeah, I like it.
So if
I just
we
didn't
were
know.
Doing
I didn't know.
6
I
o'clock news.
I
be a professional, Keyshawn.
I would have dressed differently. That's
if
all.
If we were doing the 6 o'clock news,
would
we would be buttoned
on,
up.
There you go.
Yeah.
Corporate.
Would have thrown
athlete.
On some flip-flops.
if my toes were right,
if
I would have
toes
my
toes were right.
Yeah, they're not right.
The toes
yeah,
aren't
no,
right.
I got to go. I got to go.
You got to get
pedicure.
Yeah,
I got to
there's a couple spots around here.
West Coast, you stay getting pedicures. That's how it works.
I'm going.
Don't you don't go out into the streets with nasty toes?
No, there's some.
When later on the day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got a 1 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't ever worry.
I got a 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I got a 1 o'clock. Already done.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry about Keith.
It'll
be okay.
When do you get your pedicures usually?
Usually at 1:30, right?
1:30.
I'm right after
you.
No,
it take longer than 30 minutes.
Oh, excuse me.
Make sure to change the water, though, because, when they be getting in those calluses, Keith's face.
It tickles my feet when it does. Does it still tickle your feet? You're so used to it.
No. You get the thing on the calluses, you get the blades.
Yeah, but I can't take it so much. It tickles.
It tickles?
Yeah.
Your calluses.
I get it
no, not the calluses,
the
but when they get to the
I
bottom
the
of the foot,
every
tickle.
Day, man.
Toughen up.
I'm spoiled.
All right.
I worked hard for this, man.
What were we going to talk about? Football?
Dan Graziano, I want you to listen to what Mike Tannenbaum, our ESPN NFL front office insider, said on Greeny about how Lamar Jackson should be approaching his contract.
I would certainly show up, and it would be in good faith. I wouldn't put myself in harm's way. I mean, we're talking about $250 million here, guys. Like, that's a lot of money. And I would certainly just tell the Ravens, like, look, I'm not going to ask for 5 cents more in terms of, like, what Deshaun Watson got, but I'm not taking 5 cents less. So if you want to pay this bill, great. If you don't, why don't we talk about a trade?
We heard sound on the way in. Diana Russini, who was on this just in yesterday, told me, it, and she was not reporting, she made very clear, but if she had to guess, she doesn't think that Lamar Jackson starts the season as the highest paid player in the game, or maybe even with Aaron Rodgers' annual income, right?
Right. So the thing about what Mike is saying is that applies if you're in a situation where, there's an active negotiation and the player's demanding something and the team's not offering it, but I don't get the sense that that's exactly the situation. It sounds like the contract is not a front burner element in Lamar Jackson's mind at the present time, which sounds very strange given what we know about other situations like this. But everything I've been told since last offseason is that the Ravens are willing to talk deal and Lamar does not seem to be in a big hurry. And if that's the case, then I think what Mike's saying doesn't really apply because this is a guy that looks like he's ready to bet on himself. He'd rather negotiate coming off of a good year than a bad one. He didn't have his best year last year, right? And the market is going to only continue to go up. I mean, this time next year, you'd be looking at Russell Wilson surpassing Aaron Rodgers. You could be looking at, Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert extension eligible for the first time. There's no The only harm done by waiting is if you play poorly or suffer some sort of career-ending injury. I'm operating under the assumption that he's insured against the latter thing, and he doesn't believe he's going to play poorly, so he's betting on himself. It's a unique situation.
He's pulling an Aaron. Don't let him pull an Aaron Judge, because then the 230 will look like a bargain.
He used to be called a Joe Flacco. The Ravens are well aware of it.
It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Key, what do you think?
I think he should sign a contract before he goes. before he goes to training camp or right in training camp, he should sign his extension. That's what I believe.
Before he takes his next breath.
I don't think that he should be betting on next season and Russell, because you chase him at that point, right? You are, let's call it 230, whatever. However you want to, 180 guarantee versus 230 guarantee. The number, final number is 230. I don't think you should be chasing 300. I think that is a mistake.
Or 230 guaranteed, you don't think he should chase.
Well, if he can get 230 guaranteed, go get it. It's a different situation because Cleveland, as you know, Dan, Cleveland made this decision. Well, Cleveland, the Browns, and Jimmy Haslam, the owner, decided to pay the 230.
And it was almost like getting a free agent off the market, right? It's a different thing. He's not on the team already. You got to go get him.
They had been told by him that he wasn't interested.
Yeah.
But they were out of the race. So they came in with, well, what if we do this?
A haymaker.
This completely out of the blue, unprecedented contract offer. An offer he couldn't refuse. So I think, right, the Ravens are not in that position. I always wonder why Deshaun didn't do this, but I always wonder why the star quarterback doesn't insist on fully guaranteed money. Why don't more people do what Kirk Cousins did? And maybe that's a situation where, look, whatever it is that Lamar wants, which none of us actually knows, right, the Ravens haven't given it to him. So he feels like, until I get that, status quo is fine. His salary this year is going to be more than quadruple the total amount of salary he's made in the NFL so far in four years.
19, right?
It's 23. 23. So, yeah, so he was the 32nd pick. He didn't get a huge, huge first-round pick deal. So he's got his life-changing money already to a certain extent.
So if that's the case, Dan, what do you say to people who are painting this picture around, well, this is his fault because him and his mom – are negotiating the contract.
I guess when you say this is his fault, you're assuming that a bad situation has been created by somebody. And my sense of it is that Lamar would push back and say, there's nothing bad. I mean, I'm going to go play football.
He probably made minimum an extra $50 million.
Yeah.
Right? Like, given what happened to the quarterback market, if he would have signed when we were all giving, maybe we should all stop giving him advice.
If he signed last year, right?
Yeah, it'd have been 120 if he's lucky.
If he had signed right after the Josh Allen deal, right?
Give me a little bit more than Josh money.
He didn't win MVP, I did. So, but that money's gone up since then.
Yeah,
so,
but I can't keep betting on it going
that's
up.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm done betting. See you in August, and let's get the deal. I cannot do it anymore.
You don't think the quarterback market's going to continue to go up?
If I'm Lamar, I can't bet on anything. I can walk down the street and break my hip on a curb. I'm not doing that.
Dan, eventually, you're going to crap out.
Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Thank you, Dan, as always. We're seeing an unprecedented NBA Finals performance from Steph Curry. He's not the only Warrior who's changing his legacy. Is he changing it? That's next on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.